It is 7 minutes past six. Let's check those markets now. Flat on this market. I think we started slightly better, but ending in marginally negative territory. All share at 51,535. The rand at 14.43 to the dollar, 21.72 against the pound, 15 rand 32 against the euro. Gold price $1,065.98. Platinum $839.37 an ounce, and Brent crude at $44.66 a barrel. David Shapiro with Sasfin joins us now. Hi, David.
Sikhi, market's flat for the second day in a row, but if you look beyond the markets into each sector, a lot of movements on both sides of it. Chinese manufacturing, I thought, might bring further weakness to the mining markets, but they held pretty steady. Billiton was up about 3%, and reading through analyst reports, they reckon that while the collapse of the dam in Brazil might bring reputational damage or challenge their operational reputation, it won't affect their dividend or progressive dividend. So shares picking up 3%. Cannot reconcile that in my mind, but I'll go along with them. But it picked up after yesterday's fall. Lots of bribe stories today.
I mean,
you know, Standard Bank fined 33. Yeah, but they were fined $33 million dollars in the UK, you know, by a London court for bribing a Tanzanian government for whatever reason.
It was over a contract. Yeah.
And then we had British American Tobacco also being accused by the BBC of bribing the governments of, or I think parliament members there in Rwanda, Burundi and the Comores to try and influence tobacco legislation. They denied vehemently, but you know, everything's happening up in Africa. So just back to mining shares, Kumba continues to fall under a bit of pressure, down about 4% today. There again, worries about what the an iron ore price at around about 42, 45 is going to mean for the future of the company. Going to put them under severe pressure. And then Famous Brands held up well. I thought when I read the statement on SENS, I said, oh no, you know, don't come when we're all trying to get performance. It's a share in my portfolio. I love Famous Brands. Yeah. I thought, oh no, you know, do we have to come with this news now? And it held up pretty well. It was only down 0.2%. So interesting. I thought, you know, Kevin Hedewick has been the driving force about around their drive and around their success. I thought there might be a reaction, but obviously a lot of faith in the successes.
Yeah, and we'll be chatting to Kevin a little bit later. Maybe he'll tell us a bit more about his successor as well. But I think, you know, 15, 16 years at the helm of this business.
He's done incredibly well.
It's almost what they did with the business has almost become the template for how franchising is done in the country, in a sense.
He's built up a manufacturing, or it's more a manufacturing, a logistics supply chain business, you know. So he supplies all the franchisees. I can never get the word right. With product. Just on another note, you know, the PMI came out, and there's a bit of concerns creeping into the market here about the SA economy. We've seen banks under pressure today. Saw construction shares take a hammering, and even retailers now starting to take strain as we go into December.
Certainly, and there's the jitters, of course, about what we're going to hear from Fitch and Standard & Poor's later in the week. I think many people are saying, look, they don't see junk status, but maybe the outlook being
negative.
We're just there.
Just above there.
So the concerns are mounting, though. You also saw the deficit, the deficit data out yesterday, the rand at 14.43 today.
So you've got the PMI, you've got the trade deficit, you've got a drought. You've got falling commodity prices. Yes. You know, all of this, it's like the perfect storm.
It's the perfect storm.
And poor old Nenny's, Nenny's going to try and get his way out of this. It's very, very difficult.
Certainly.
So, but it is impacting on the market. We seem to have hit the 50,000 level. and not much is happening beyond that. You know, there's nothing to get us in and get us excited and to get us buying the market.
And typically, how do we normally kind of start the last month of the year? Is it normally kind of like we're winding down and it's
not
a bit
really because we've got a lot happening this week. You've got Draghi, I think, on Thursday.
Yeah.
Give us some indication whether he's going to introduce further stimulus there. I think it's in the market already.
What's the stimulus doing though for that?
Nothing.
For Europe?
It's not doing much. It's just playing for time. They need structural reforms, but that's subject of a whole number of programs.
Yeah.
Then we've got Janet Yellen talking as well to give some indication. Everybody were looking for hints whether they will raise rates or not. It's almost 100% in the market, but there is an outside chance that she might not do anything. And we've got OPEC as well. You know, which is also going to could have an influence on the market. I think a lot of it is already in the market. No one believes that OPEC's going to do anything. Oil prices remain at low 40s. I think it's priced in that Yellen will raise rates and that Draghi will introduce further measures to stimulate the economy.
And
so
that,
that's all
and
in
that
the market.
OPEC will do
then we've got job numbers on Friday
non-farm
as well, which
payrolls,
is also going to be a big number that everybody will be looking at. Yeah.
So we just want this week to end.
No, these are fun weeks.
How is it fun? Like, where's the fun?
Because lots of volatility, lots of movements. But I think beyond that, we are a lot of concerns about what's happening here and how we're going to turn this economy around. And it's something that we have to do from inside because the outside forces are not held. You know, it's beyond our control. The only thing that is in control is to mine more efficiently or operate more efficiently and keep costs under control.
And I just ask, you know, about December, because obviously we're entering the festive season. Things start to slow down, but this is a time when you really do expect, you know, consumers to be going out. But when you look at the retail sales data, and we saw yesterday PwC's report, they were like, no one's going shopping.
No, I know. And it's a reflection of here. On the other hand, we're all watching. we watched Cyber Monday.
Yes.
And we're waiting for the numbers. But what I'm not sure whether they're 3 billion or 6 billion. I mean, that's a big difference. But I've heard various reports. But why I bring that up is if we compare that number with China, with Singles Day in Alibaba,
yes,
which is 14 billion.
Just
gives you an indication of just how powerful the Chinese consumer is and how big that nation is. And when they start spending, they do it to the power of 10. You know?
Absolutely. The power of numbers. All right, we're going to be talking about trading on the JSE, Sasol in Zalo, and then looking at that Barclays PMI, which plunged to 43.3 in November. And we'll speak to Kevin Hedewick, outgoing CEO of Famous Brands. All of that still to come.